This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1433 of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80-ish% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, Pat's got reasons you never want to give a stranger a discount.
Not in this America. Topic.
Yeah. Anywhere, really, right? I mean, you got to be on your toes. You got to be careful about doing business with.
No, specifically in our country of America.
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh,
okay.
USA.
So you can do. Okay.
I don't think this is happening anywhere else.
All right. Watch out, Americans. You're going to find out why. Mark's got one.
Like USD.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the Fed, Pat? Did the Fed do it?
What's that?
Just the reason why we're the only country.
Oh, no. What's the Fed?
Federal Reserve. Anyways, Mark's got one about an international torture ring to tell us about.
Yeah, this is happening in several countries.
Hey, Will, what's the Fed?
Yeah.
Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bank over all the other banks. Biggest bank.
But what do they do? Yeah, no, let's, whatever. I have an international torture ring. I have an international torture ring. It's bad. It's going to be bad.
Ugh, torture.
Sounds bad.
Yeah, it's bad. That's
straightforward. Just that's tough.
Yeah.
Torture internationally.
Yeah.
A ring.
Yeah.
Many people being tortured. Wes has two elephant tales for us today. Not like tales of an elephant, but tales about elephants.
Correct. It's all about elephants today.
Yeah.
So get ready. Put your elephant hats on.
Can you guys make a good elephant noise? I can't. As you just heard.
No, I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
Anyways,
who's your favorite elephant? Animated elephant. I was a big Babar guy. I like Babar. No, anyone?
Yeah, Babar. I like Babar.
Babar's cool.
Yeah, but I think I called him Babar.
Yeah, it's, you know, tomato tomato. Yeah.
When I was a kid. I went to Africa. I was lucky enough to go to Africa on a safari. I got to see an elephant, and I was like, wow, this is cool. And then I went to LSU, and then now I have a thing against elephants because of Alabama. So
you certainly forgot how to make their noises that you saw.
Yeah, Alabama ruined me on elephants. So.
Yeah.
Well, were there any other tight animated elephants?
Well, there's Dumbo.
Yeah,
Dumbo. Babar and Dumbo. Yeah.
So which of the two was your favorite?
Right. I was just saying I'm a Babar guy over Dumbo.
I mean, I'm not a Babar guy.
And wasn't there didn't they drop an elephant in another Disney movie?
Dumbo drop. Babar.
No, yeah, in Fantasyland or
Fantasia,
whatever.
Fantasia. Yeah. There's an elephant.
Yeah.
Mark's out there telling people he's a Babar guy.
Oh, big time Babar
guy. There's dancing elephants and aren't there pink dancing elephants in like Alice
also
in Wonderland?
Fantasia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Fantasia.
Okay. I'm going to Google. You guys keep going. I'm going to Google animated elephants.
Which elephants are on the table to choose? I guess I'd start there.
The Magician's Elephant.
It has to
Horton,
be animated.
Horton Hears a Who's an elephant.
That's true.
There's an elephant in Sing. Jumbo, which is just a ripoff of Dumbo. Babar. Dumbo. Those are pretty much your options.
Limited Babar. Food.
Yeah.
The Woolly Mammoth from Ice Age is pretty cool.
Not an elephant.
Not really part of our time. Should we just jump right into that?
I like
news?
The elephants in the Jungle Book, the family, you know?
That is the elephant, Will. That's the elephant. Yeah. There you go. I'm glad we did that exercise and felt it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Mark was tossing Babar out. Mark was actively.
Why are you hating on Babar?
Babar.
I don't know, Jungle Book over that. I got it, latest in immigration news, Pat, to wrap it up. And go ahead.
Hell yeah. Because Babar was like, you know when you had to stay home from fucking school and you had to watch Nick Jr. and like all these shows you didn't want to watch, but it was the only thing fucking on when you were
Wasn't Babar a whiny little bitch too?
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking saying. He's a Babar bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seemed like a cake show.
I don't really remember much about it besides it being awesome.
He was like fancy Babar, and shit.
Babar was a fancy ass elephant. If you were going to have like
The elephants and Dumbo, he's not a little whiny little bitch. The elephants are always whiny little bitches.
He's
in these
a child, Mark.
Yeah. They're not like lions, they're elephants.
Mm-hmm. Well, Babar wore a suit though.
Yeah. He wore a bow tie.
Let's get a picture of Babar up, Eric. Guys, in Toledo, Ohio. I think I'm going first, right? I think I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're
in
up.
Toledo, Ohio. It's an absolutely insane fucking place. It used to be called the Glass City because they used to make glass there. Now, the only glass they're making is crystal meth, because that's a depressed town. You Google worst skylines in America, Toledo, almost always going to be numero uno.
Hey, Pat, on the bright side, don't have to change the name of nickname of the town, though, because...
Because Glass City, I don't know if they're I don't know if they're doing meth there. I do know they're doing meth there. I used to manage a band that was like from Toledo, like that's where their family grew up. So like we'd always make this weird. No one tours to Toledo, but we'd always go to make a stop in Toledo.
Gotta
be the Kings of Toledo,
or like Tweeko.
Yeah, there was always like two or three gals who were like trying to get in the van and go to the next stop, and it's not because they loved the band; it's because they wanted out. Of Toledo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were up all night, so may as well try.
That's true. Anyway, Burger King, big Toledo restaurant. Burger Kings are huge in Toledo. And this is why, guys, this is why we need gun control. So there's a 38-year-old man, okay, and he's working at a Burger King on Vine Street, 9 a.m. Sunday morning, Easter morning, guys. Mm-hmm. And a customer rolls up to make his regular order. Two sausage, egg and cheese croissants. It's like sounds like a Babar sandwich. A sausage biscuit and hash browns. Okay. Mm-hmm. Howard Vernon, the 38-year-old man who's literally my age working at a Burger King. God bless you, Howard, for getting out there and fucking working. Tough gig, right? The last thing you need when someone comes through the drive-thru and orders two Babar sandwiches and a sausage biscuit and hash browns is for them to not appreciate the discount you're offering them, right? So, yeah.
Morning's Howard, a great time for a discount.
Howard rings out those Sammies to $8, and the man in the drive-thru says, that can't be right. And Howard's like, what do you mean? I can't be right. It should be like $11.
Sounds whinier than Babar.
Yeah, no. He didn't like that the man gave him a discount. And Howard was trying to explain to him that they have a promotion going on there at the BK.
Right.
And it's cheaper today. And the man did not like that. Okay. And I don't know if the man was paranoid. Okay. Or if the man was deeply insulted because Howard was essentially telling him, I think he can't afford the $11 breakfast that you're ordering here, which, by the way, is a fat guy number for breakfast. If you're north of $9 for breakfast, you're a fat guy. Just putting that out there.
Well, at 2024, it's easier to do. But yes, when we were growing up, if you were getting double-digit breakfast meals at a drive-thru, you're a fat ass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're a fat ass. And I can assume this man.
Having a great morning after that.
Yeah.
So this guy, this sounds like a mental condition. He can't handle the price being lower than what it's supposed to be.
Well, that's what
he sounds like
saying.
Toledo meth man, like Rain Man.
He's a routine guy.
Yeah, he's like a little bit of an autiste.
Maybe. He's armed, that's
for
sure.
It is Autism Awareness Month. So.
Anyway, Howard, you know, said, and this is a quote, I don't know what to tell you, man, okay? You want to pay more money? And the guy sped off.
Oh.
But routine later, ruined, by the way. This is bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This is amazing. This guy's day.
His whole routine's off now.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I don't know if you're going to say he's autistic when you hear this next part.
Well, what do you do?
The man speeds off and about a minute later speeds back through the drive-thru. And Howard was helping another customer.
So far, so good.
And that's when the man pulled out his handgun, called him the N-word and threatened to kill him.
Ooh.
He was upset about his routine being thrown off. I don't think it necessarily, you know, disputes that he's an
angry autistic guy.
There you have it, guys.
OCD type deal going on.
Look at him.
Whoa!
I'll pay 11. Thank you.
Oh my god!
Let me pay full price now,
guys. This is why we need fucking gun control. I understand that
you fire the weapon at him.
Listen, can responsibly own a gun, but believe it or not. There's guys like this out there that are rolling around with handguns, pointing them at
Groot. What's up with the body type? 38-year-old
Burger King workers who tried to offer him a fucking discount, dog.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
He looks like Danny DeVito's the Penguin. Why is his back so? Look at him. Am I
hunchy?
Seeing some? Yeah, yes.
Mark, you get pretty hunched when you're so obsessed with things going to routine that you need to pay $3 extra for your breakfast.
Guy needs to stand more.
It's also raising the gun brings that hunch up really high.
Yeah.
A lot of gun practice. And then also, Wes, he's constantly on his phone scrolling the prices of Burger King on the Burger King app. So he gets into this hunched mode, you know, and he can't get out of it.
I think also he's putting his chin like down to see because he can't get the gun high enough.
Did you add to
see down the barrel? So he's got to lower his chin to see.
he's an $11 breakfast guy, Wes.
He can't get his arm high enough, so he's got to lower his neck.
He's cranking $11 breakfast at Burger King, guys.
That food goes straight to his hunch.
the physical deformity makes his handgun practice pretty tough. Dude, but he still does it.
Big fucking ups to Howard Vernon, man. He did not need to get a gun pointed at him that morning. He certainly did not need to be called a racial slur. And the man, Howard Vernon, has not been back to work yet, but he plans on returning. Good for fucking you, man.
There you go.
We need more guys like you, not like this fucking asshole. Vernon said, at the end of the day, it was about some bread and sausage sandwiches at 9 o'clock in the morning on Easter. And you're that mad that you put a gun in someone's face? I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Great point.
Well, to guess Toledo, right? To bring it back to Pat's original point.
Tough spot.
So what happened to the psycho that pulled the gun on the door?
They're looking for him, Will. And if I know anything about the Toledo police force, they won't find him.
They got a license plate and everything right there. And I mean, he's got a very distinct hunch.
It's a great con.
Judging by the look at him, they should start checking out layers. Evil layers would be a good start.
It's a gray Honda. And it was a vanity plate. QZAMOTO.
How far underground is he, Pat?
Guys, absolutely fucked up. I mean, honestly, what do you think it was? Either he's absolutely insane, he's not autistic, or
he's crazy.
Doesn't like a black man offering him a discount. I think
can be crazy and racist. It's not like mutually exclusive. Like,
Crazy racist.
Yeah,
they go pretty well together.
You might be racist. This guy's crazy.
It's like coffee and cigarettes.
It's a Venn diagram. Right in the middle.
You think your boy's racist?
I think no matter what price the guy told him, he was going to have an issue.
It should be $11. I like how he knew. Guys, you've heard the headlines. The dollar is not as strong as it used to be, right? We've had a lot of fluctuation over the last couple of years. You never know what might happen. A pandemic, right? Mm. The government might print a ton of dough to get through that pandemic, devaluing our dollar, and you're sitting there holding the bag. Unless, of course, you got gold, baby. And I'll tell you what. Even though the guy in our last story is certainly a gold hoarder, that doesn't mean that gold hoarding is crazy. In fact, it's crazy smart. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you protect your wealth, right? Keeping wealth in cash is a punishment, man. It's like you're going to get fluctuation. It goes up sometimes, goes down sometimes. Gold, it always go up, okay? Few investments make better long-term hedges against inflation, depression, economic downturns than gold. Yeah. So why don't you get up with Noble Gold Investments, guys? They got gold-backed IRAs. So, if you want to keep it trad, but also have that gold backing, that's awesome. Or if you want straight-up gold, they'll ship that to you, too. And the gold IRA is sick, man. I'm going to put some dough in the gold IRA. And the founders, Noble Gold, have more than 20 combined years of experience buying gold and silver, and they've secured more than $1 billion for metals, in precious metals for their clients. Anyway, if you want to get into it and invest in something you can hold, go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor. noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor. Don't wait. noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor.
Snuffleupagus, also a pretty good.
Yeah.
Elephant. Is that an elephant or is he like an anteater?
Woolly mammoth.
No, he's an elephant.
Woolly mammoth, you're right.
He's whatever. Same thing. He was cool.
You would know because that was public television. You were out there watching Babar on cable.
I watched both. Okay. I watched Sesame Street and whatever the fuck.
Oh, you'd come down and slum it with us on Sesame Street?
Yeah, Mark's always been a content connoisseur from the start.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, look how fancy Babar is. His dad has a crown.
It's because it's a British show and they're like the crown. He became the king of elephants, right?
I guess.
Yes,
I
mean, no, that is what it is.
That's the
they're like the monarchy type thing or something. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but Babar sucked some trunk in his day.
Well, he might have been a little fancy. But
he was a timid little elephant.
He was at first, but then he overcame and became the king of elephants.
Oh, he came.
I want you guys to be good segue. I want you to be another torture king. Another king, the king of torture.
Whoa.
This guy's the king, but he's the king of torture. Self-nicknamed.
Okay.
Dude, hanging your Trump flag next to your Confederate flag is a tough look. Those two.
Not really for the torture king. That's his look.
And in his cat shirt, too. He's really like trying to set a vibe. Like, I know how to operate heavy machinery and the South will rise again.
Yes.
Plus, that's Trump is God.
That's what he's racist. Heritage and hate.
Yeah.
The torture king, government named Michael McCartney, he loves torture. Animal torture. McCartney's least favorite animals? Monkeys.
Okay.
Peaceful ones.
Right.
Relaxed ones.
He wants them dead and tortured.
He's an American man.
Oh, he's from Virginia, Will.
Who's obsessed with torturing monkeys? How does he even get his hands on monkeys in the
first
place?
Well, I'm going to explain it to you. He doesn't actually get his hands on monkeys. He just facilitates. He wants them dead and tortured, and that's why he allegedly organized and ran several telegrams for monkey torturing enthusiasts. Didn't know that group of people existed, but apparently they do and are a passionate folk on the subject.
I think you cut out there for a second, Mark. Did you say monkey torture enthusiasts?
Yeah.
Telegram. If that ties it
on
together.
Telegram,
yeah.
There's
I'm thinking after that's a Facebook. Pot if I join
after
that, right?
Facebook found out about the dog fucking groups that were on there, and they banned group. All those things went to Telegram.
Pat, Telegram is the secure one. You'd pretty much find out it's not a honeypot when you saw the videos that were instantly posted on these telegrams. They're pretty bad.
I mean, it's the next best thing to a human, right? A monkey.
I guess so.
For what, Wes?
For torture.
You're taking like the AI child porn argument here with like
no, I'm saying if you're into torture but you can't torture humans,
right?
What's the next best thing?
That's
for
just
you?
Too
right.
risky.
You can't right. you can't rip a cat's thumb off, right?
Right. What if you we could, gave all yeah. these pedos yeah, you know? You AI porn yeah. of kids so they exactly. don't have to go try to get real porn of kids?
Is monkeys probably scream a lot like us. Yeah.
Maybe Pat, but that's not where
that
I
that sounds like about. Monkey torture. What you're describing.
I don't think Wes is supporting either of those. He's just saying
something.
I'm just
stating a fact, a logical fact, that the next best thing for a torture enthusiast next to a human would naturally be a monkey.
And Wes, who may or may not have been on one of these telegrams, may have been coming up with their favorite ways of creative ways of torturing monkeys. What would you do?
Wes is really inside
what
there.
What would you do,
give me,
Wes?
Give me 5 minutes. I'll come up with 1,000 ways to torture a monkey.
Okay. How about 10 seconds? Give me one.
Yeah, pull off all its fingernails. It's basically Whoa. Everything you do to a human. Basically everything you do to a human, you do to a monkey.
Everything
that's the beauty of it. Right? Yeah.
Everything they've done to Joe Pesci
you
in
see?
All of his
the
movies.
Beauty
that's
of
what
it.
Do.
Yeah. I'd put my monkey in human clothes so I could get so I get
well,
more
course.
Bang for my buck.
We're talking torture
he says,
here though.
See?
You're gonna dress him up in a tuxedo and then torture him?
Wes sure. is the torture king guy. Ooh. So yeah, what their favorite things to do was come up with creative ways to torture monkeys in the telegram, and then they would like thumbs up or laughy face or upvote, you know, those methods like
that'd be sick.
Putting a monkey in a blender, that one got like the most clapping hands.
What?
And all the positive emojis, probably a few tornado or spinning emojis. I don't think they have a blender emoji, but you know, the closest thing to a blender.
A Taz emoji would really be appropriate. But fantasy. That's terrible.
Yeah. What are they living in where you have a blender big enough to put a monkey in it?
Some of the ideas didn't work. They got some of them were like, this isn't practical. You know?
Right.
What do you work at? Mark, industrial factory?
Quick, yeah.
Real quick, live comment from Big Fudge. He wants to clarify. Wait, monkeys, is that what he calls black folks? Because it is
yes. So Big Fudge, right? I didn't want to make that connotation, but I'm sure some people in the Telegram do. But these are actual monkeys, the animals, as you'll hear. Maybe that's part of it too. I don't know. Wes, as the racist expert, can
well setting it off at the beginning end? with the Confederate flag and
you can infer
he sure has something to do with it.
You can infer however you want to, but these people were paying to have monkeys tortured. So once they had the preferred method of torture, for example, setting monkey on fire, they rounded up funding and set the torture in motion. It was a global ring. As I mentioned earlier, international ring of monkey torturing. So the Torture King, who was a former biker gang member who lives in Virginia, he got arrested. Two women from UK have been arrested from the Telegram. And this thing was all over the world. The monkeys were mostly in Indonesia. So, Will, that's where they got the monkeys. What they'd do is they'd send money. They'd send money and how to kill these monkeys to people in Indonesia. And then the people in Indonesia would do it and make a video and send it back, much to the glee of everyone in these Telegrams.
So it was like totally online, basically. Like the torture was happening at their torture camps in Indonesia that they were funding.
Correct. Yeah.
That's exactly
it's a torture cam.
Yeah.
You really need an escrow for that. I'm going to be honest with you, for that kind of transaction. Because that's a lot of faith, a lot of trust, just sending money internationally to Indonesia. To find an exotic animal and then
they have macaques everywhere, don't they? They could have pulled one off a crib though, and it was attacking a child. I mean, they just kind of grabbed a macaque. It was probably did it for like $100.
Right. This guy's cheap too. He paid by the video. Like he wasn't going to get
also. Let out, and you know, what's a better business plan to not torture a monkey once or to torture hundreds of monkeys and keep that dough coming, right?
No,
right.
Or just have them like stacked up like celebrity obituaries.
Yeah. No, they weren't like paying thousands for this.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, Wes, you're opening yourself up to a lot of international legal liability, right, with the monkey torture.
Oh, you're opening yourself up to a lot of things with monkey torture.
This might be why the macaques have been so angry, because this has been going on for years, this monkey torture ring we didn't know about.
Where in Tappahannock, Virginia does he live, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely Southern Virginia. I didn't look where. You have
to look where exactly in Tappahannock?
So, you know, the money's sent. They send the video back. Also, they like to get videos of monkeys getting their genitals mutilated and stuff shoved up their butts. It wasn't always just instant death. Sometimes they were like, rip off an infant monkey's macaque. Mm-hmm. Rip his macaque off.
So they're just complete
this guy, dude.
Lunatics. Yeah. They're just fucking lunatics.
These people are. After a years-long investigation... mainly headed up by the UK, because a lot of these people in the UK, the Torture King from Virginia was charged, and he admitted to his role in the fucked up ring, saying, I'm the king of this demented world. I was the man. You want to see monkeys get messed up? I could bring it to you.
What a claim to fame.
Yeah, what a niche.
Buddy.
I don't know how I got here, but here I am.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Yeah. Was he like, pitching a 30 for 30 to ESPN? What the fuck?
I'm always on the lookout for a new business.
Okay, psycho.
Yeah,
go to jail.
He's very proud of it. He mentioned how the videos sent were the most fucked up things he's ever seen, but you know that was the whole point, wasn't it, Torture King? Overall, at least 20 plus people are expected to go to jail over this. The Torture King's facing 5 years and will make his plea in the coming weeks. Three others have already been arrested in the U.S. and three in the U.K. Along with two torturers in Indonesia. The other 20 plus were paying members who probably are pointing a shotgun at their front door or toward their head right now, waiting for the door to knock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking themselves in the mirror and be like, you're sick. Why are you even into this? You're sick.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to know the heat's coming down.
Something wrong with you, Brian.
I knew I was going to get caught. You can't be in that ring for too long. You're going to get caught. Anyways, that's that. You know what's not a whole lot better than an international torture ring? Taxes.
Not much better.
Not much better. And tax season's here, which means more paperwork and more headaches for your business of one. But you don't have to handle it alone this year. Let Collective take care of all of your tax and accounting needs and see how you could save thousands with an S-Corp. Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp selections. That's like, you know, that's, for example, like Hard Factor, you know, like we fall into that. You might too. Let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax selection is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. Whoa. But don't wait to elect, because the deadline, just do it. Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's $199 value waived and a full year of S-Corp saving when you go to collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you. Save that $10,000.
Yeah. Save it. Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. Will, where did you go in Africa for your elephant safari? What country?
Where did I see elephants when I was a kid? Kenya.
Kenya, okay. Do you guys know how many elephants there are in the wild in one country, Botswana? Take a guess. How many elephants there are in Botswana?
The wild.
In the parks.
1,500.
Nope.
25,000.
Nope.
How about, is it higher than those, Wes?
It's shockingly high.
Wow. It's 55,000.
It's 130,000. There are 130,000 elephants in Botswana.
What are we complaining about elephants for?
Right, exactly. That's what I, when Botswana, I read this article, I was like, what's the fucking, what's the problem?
I'm about to hop on a plane and get some ivory.
Yeah.
Swimming in elephants over there in Botswana. Wow.
Largest,
how many elephants worldwide?
Largest elephant population in the world, Botswana. Or at least African elephant.
Not know about this?
No, they know about it. Believe me, they're all over the place in Botswana, which is one of the problems that poaching exists, right? So you have to have a license now. They banned it in 2014. Then they brought it back in 2019 because everyone was like, hey, you're killing our fucking economy. The local communities were like, hey, these people coming over that want to kill these elephants, they bring a lot of money to the economy. What are you doing to us? So they said, okay, fine, they can come over and kill the elephants. But poaching is a big problem.
It sounds like we have a shortage of poachers, not elephants.
Or we start torturing monkeys. What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Botswana, the whole world has 450,000 elephants. Botswana has a lot of them.
Botswana has a problem, Will. Yeah. They have an elephant problem. They do. They have an elephant problem. And so, of course, China is the biggest importer of ivory, but second largest importer of ivory in the world is Germany. And we all know that the Germans are a brutal, vicious people. So really not surprising that they covered ivory from such majestic beasts. But because of poaching concerns, Germany is threatening to get stricter on the importation of hunting trophies from Africa, mainly Botswana, which is a problem for the people of Botswana because their crops are being destroyed, their towns are being destroyed, people are getting stomped to death. And the president of Botswana, President Masisi, doesn't like that Germany is trying to impose these new rules because he's like, look, somebody's got to help me with these fucking elephants. You got to come over and kill some of these fucking things. And the only way to keep them in check is to kill them, right? So he's got a plan. And his plan is another threat. And that threat is that he wants to send 20,000 elephants over to Germany to see how they like it. See how they like getting their houses getting stomped by elephants. That's his plan.
Well, if they love it, they'll just kill them and take the ivory for free.
Yeah, this seems like this was their plan all along. They're going to get these elephants shipped and they don't even have to do anything. And then they're just gonna
kill them. Send us the elephants, yeah. Botswana.
He said,
oh, our house is trembling.
Oh, you tricked us.
Masisi said,
at our delightful, ill-built houses. You can step right on them.
Yeah. Dang you, Botswana.
Masisi said, it is very easy to sit in Berlin and have an opinion on our affairs in Botswana. We are paying the price for preserving these animals for the world. Germans should live together with these animals in a way you are trying to tell us to. This is not a joke. And that's what he said.
And then you hear,
right. His whole running. Thing was crushed by an elephant.
So this Masisi guy is trying to send elephants everywhere. He threatened to send 10,000 to London in March. He's
Dude,
trying
we'll
to send
take
He's trying to send 8,000 to Angola.
He's like a Republican with migrants, but the
yeah, yeah, he's sick of these elephants.
But people would want elephants. This is stupid.
I'd take them. Yeah. No. How much has he offered the USA? How many elephants has he?
We'll take some.
I'm sure he's offered plenty to the USA, but you know, where are we
throw them out there in fucking Montana, dude? There's so much space out there.
Yeah, no, you got to put them in the South where it's warm. I mean, these elephants can't handle a cold winter. So
they got to be south.
So a spokesperson for
Texas
the
has some land.
Yeah, we could be. I mean, yeah, it'd probably just be hot, just like hot, just like
West Texas elephants.
West Texas has got a fuck ton of land. Let's get some elephants out here.
Oh, and it's the same climate as the Sahara. The West Texas is.
Yeah,
sure. So, a spokesperson for the Environment Ministry in Berlin said Botswana had not raised any concerns with Germany on this matter. They said, "It's the first time we are hearing about this giant elephant shipment, and no, we won't be taking 20,000 elephants from President Masisi. He's a lunatic." And then they're like, "Yeah, we're shaking in our boots. You know, he's going to send us 20,000 elephants."
They're taunting him so that they hope they get the elephants.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. So,
they wouldn't do that. Yeah. They don't have the stones.
They just keep daring Masisi to do it.
That's a good one, Masisi.
He like names the port and dates that are available. They wouldn't show up at this date at this port.
Yeah. So, here's a picture of Masisi after someone asked him if he plans on borrowing Noah's Ark to ship the elephants to Germany. He's not amused.
This guy's up to his neck in elephant dung. He hates it.
He's got so many fucking elephants.
he's replaced his roof 7 times.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, 130,000 elephants is a lot of elephants. But maybe he's right. These elephants are a fucking problem. Just ask the family of an 80-year-old American tourist who was killed this past weekend while on safari, Will, in Kafue National Park, which is the largest game park in Africa, when a 5-ton bull charged at them when they were out on this luxurious safari. Here's a video. You don't see anyone die, but here's the video. So they're out there, you know, just cruising along, and this elephant's like, fuck you. Starts charging at him.
Okay, yeah, I see him. He's coming in.
Yeah, he's huge.
So they're filming out the side of the safari truck.
He's pacing them through the trees. He's flanking them.
That's not good.
And then they get stuck.
Whoa, he's pissed. Oh shit! The van gets stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, elephant to the face. Oh, flips him. Oh, they were in a fucking golf cart. That's a weak ass.
No, they were in one of the. I'll show you the picture.
I think we've seen enough, Wes.
Yeah. So they were in this thing, which got flipped over, like one of those big Mercedes vans.
Oh wow! It just looked like the elephant made it look like a golf cart because he's just that fucking diesel.
Yeah.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah, RIP sad. So it was an 80-year-old grandma. The guide.
I'm sorry, but what a way to go. Like, for real, though, like, if you're 80 and that's how you drop because a fucking elephant rams your van.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's how you're meant to go.
As long as it's, like, relatively quick and you're not, like, in a fucking hospital for a while.
Yeah, she was. She died, like, later of her injuries. It wasn't like the elephant stomped her head in.
No, if it kills you instantly, maybe. But
in the grand scheme of things, to Pat's point, all people will remember is the elephant.
Well, Jim was on it. He said, "All I can say is the grandchildren can tell an interesting story of how their grandfather met her demise. Much more colorful than, you know, dying in a nursing home, right?
Grandma got flipped over by an elephant."
Yeah.
But one last thing. The tour guide CEO said, "Our guides are extremely well-trained and experienced, but sadly, in this instance, the terrain and vegetation was such that the guide's route became blocked and he could not move the vehicle out of harm's way quickly enough." So, yeah, out in the African terrain where you can probably get stuck everywhere, unless that happens, you're going to be safe on safari.
Shocking that his hey didn't deter the elephant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
You got to watch out for those lone bulls, they say.
Maybe shoot it in the head.
Right. Yeah, so
I think they're usually not armed on the safari, the guides. They're just like,
which is crazy to me.
Yeah. I'm not going on an unarmed safari.
Yeah. I mean, you're just like looking at the.
Yeah, but been a, on a few, maybe a gun could have stopped this.
You know, they say you go out on an unarmed safari, you might come back with no arms.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got to watch out.
That's exactly what they say. Yeah. The guy's got no arms when he's telling it.
Hey, can you pick that up for me?
Yeah, because he's a safari. Yeah, I mean, he's a veteran. Yeah. Of course he's got no arm.
That's a great safari gag. There's an armless guy in Africa. That's the gag.
They're really not that dangerous. RIP to that lady. Okay, there's more bad news out there. Let's check out Twitter real quick. Here's what happened when I opened up my feed last night. Breaking: Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing evacuated factory areas after the major earthquake rocked its home island, endangering production at the world's largest maker of advanced chips. And then there's a new largest U.S. Fresh egg producer halts production at Texas plant after bird flu found in chickens. About 1.6 million hens had to be culled. And then
that's what halting production. I was about to say, what do you mean you halt production? You tell the ladies to stop it?
You end production.
Production. All right, guys, we're shutting down the eggs that these animals are making naturally.
Yep, no more eggs after you call the hens, unfortunately.
Torture King loved that.
And then also breaking reports that over 30 Chinese warplanes and 9 Navy vessels have been detected around Taiwan, Taiwanese Defense Ministry says, right after the earthquake. And so... just some ones that's going online, checking out what's happening. Hearts go out to Lauren Boebert as she fights a blood condition leading to clots in the hospital. So hopefully she makes it through that. You know, she's got a campaign she's got to get to. So
yeah, we don't want anyone to be harmed.
The only blood clotting we want from her is for her giving hand jobs to guys' wieners. Mm-hmm. Those dogs up.
Clot them up. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And so, especially the best for one of those.
It's never clotted like this.
Most attractive members of Congress, right? Like, you got to just say. You got to just say.
And sluttiest.
Godspeed. You know, hopefully you get through this clot stuff. Okay. Some kind of rare condition. Now, onto the story about immigration. Okay, this actually happened back in February, but since then it's caught fire. You know, with all the record migration numbers worldwide, and you know, fears of squatters taking over homes and whatnot, this story from the UK is now back all over the headlines. And so, what happened here is that a retired driving instructor named Ted Saunders and his wife Josie, they're in their late 70s. Okay. They moved into this lovely home in Rushton near Wellingtonsboro, UK, back in the November 2023. Okay. You see, I'm showing you guys Ted and Josie right now.
Yeah. So, like, if you take the background out of it, obviously it looks like, you know, English style homes. If you take the background out and put them anywhere, you can tell that they're English, right?
Yeah. They're English. Mm-hmm. They look like, yeah, typical English couple in their 70s, moving into their nice little retirement home, very small home over there, just moved in. Then all of a sudden, in February, okay, you know, 3 months after they move in, they get this letter in the mail, and it's from the Northamptonshire Town Council, okay, where they live. And it says, Empty Properties and Sites Initiative. We are writing as we have reason to believe that the above-named premises is empty or unused. The government has identified empty privately owned properties as a potential cause of blight within communities, as well as a wasted resource at a time of housing need. And then they say, we, the council, are struggling to house single men asylum seekers. And it also says that the council could make a compulsory purchase order on the property, aka confiscate their brand new home that they are living in. So
they're talking, you know, about like what Saunders, happens in Detroit, right? Like, where, like, everyone fled Detroit, and then like the vacant lots make for a bad situation.
Right. So the city's trying to use vacant lots.
You don't want to get that letter. Yeah.
But when you're living inside the home that you just bought, bad letter to get. But it's just incredible stuff. The town council apologizes, right? They call them, they apologize, but they got caught maintaining kind of a shady house repossessing practice that they're obviously hoping nobody's there to get that letter. And the Saunders go viral worldwide as poster victims of mass illegal migration. Just kind of funny at the end of the day, these people are just some poor old geezers, as they say over in the UK, and they get a letter that their brand new retirement home they just moved into can be confiscated to help young male single immigrants. It's just a total mistake.
It really ruined tea time.
Yeah, pretty funny in the end, honestly. But it's really got people's knickers in a bunch worldwide, I'll tell you. So
it's funny how this, like, a small, I mean, obviously this is not a small story for them, it's a big story for them, but like a small random story like that can blow up to be like, now they're the poster children for immigrants. They're the poster child for migrant, like people that squatters' rights and stuff like that. And,
So it's a little, it's not, it's a little convenient. It's a little convenient of a story.
It's because it's election year.
They're old. It's election year. It's election year. People are campaigning on it immediately in London or wherever this is in the UK. It was used by both sides.
Like, this is the type of couple that gets invited to like a State of the Union to be like, look at this so-and-so. This is what happened to them. Mm-hmm. You're like,
exactly.
Like,
if they took their house.
Tories win, these guys go for sure. They beat all the people in the
woods.
Yeah. Yes. Anyways, that's what's happening. The more you know, you need to stay up to date. Immigration, big topic right now. Okay, that's it for Hard Factor today. Thank you for listening, as always. If you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. But most importantly, get out there and have yourselves a great fucking day.